exorcists. November 2010. The Roman Catholic bishops of the United States are holding a conference on exorcism in Baltimore today and tomorrow. Many bishops and 60 priests are there to learn the symptoms of demonic possession. You may be possessed if you exhibit unusual strength, talk in a language you don't know, or react violently to anything holy. And the rites of exorcism, which include sprinkling holy water on you, laying hands on you, recitations, invocations, and blowing in your face. The Church updated the rite in 1999, advising that all must be done to avoid the perception that exorcism is magic or superstition. This seems rather like issuing directions for driving a car while cautioning that all must be done to avoid the perception that a moving vehicle is being guided. I'd advise weightlifters and people learning a foreign language to avoid Baltimore this weekend. I don't know how to advise people who react violently to anything holy. I don't know who they are, because I don't know what kind of violent reaction is meant, and because what is holy depends entirely on your perception of sacredness. If I am shaken by unutterably strong emotion when I watch a pair of eagles dance with each other on the wind, or when I hear the first notes of the theme of the last movement of the Ninth Symphony, am I possessed by a demon? I don't know, but I'm staying away from Baltimore. I think the people who should hurry there are the four male Catholic judges of the United States Supreme Court, all of whom are adherents of the policies of Pope Ratzinger and members of the ultra-reactionary Catholic group Opus Dei. Exorcism lessons should enrich their repertory no end. The fifth Roman Catholic on the Supreme Court is a woman, and thereby excluded from doing the work of God.